there are two things which I want all of you to do. First is to spread the message of Pujya Gurudev through the 20 books which are known as Kranti Dharmi Sahitya. Understand the significance of the name given to these 20 books. It is called Kranti Dharmi literature. It deals with the science of revolution. Whoever masters these 20 books and put it in practice can start a revolution, guide a revolution, develop a revolution, and lead it to the required goal. And in reverse, if it has stopped a revolution, even when it has reached its target, all of you following this the definition of Kranti Dharmi Sahitya, type capital S, those who understood this. Only Teja has typed where. So this is the tremendous output of these 20 books. Irrespective of the age, of the abilities, if anyone can study and put in practice these 20 books step by step, you can build up a revolution and make it to a successful completion. For this, you have two guiding slogans. Popularize these slogans at home and also wherever you are. The two slogans are 21st century, the advent of bright future, 21st Shatabdi, Ujjwal Bhavishyatu, and the other is Third Revolution, Alochanalo Viplavamu. These are the two guiding principles which you should always remember when we talk about Param Pujya Gurudev. It should enter your blood. Whenever you speak or see or do anything, whenever you see a newspaper, whenever you see a movie, you should be able to see the significance of these 20 books being represented somewhere or other, all around you. This, if you can do, then only you can say that you have understood the book. See the revolution, see the advent of the bright future all around you. Don't see the negative aspects, see the positive aspects. When a building is to be constructed, people dig pits for the pillars which support the weight of the structure. So when you see the pits, you should imagine the height of the building. Are you following the logic? The more the depth of the pit for the pillar, higher is the building. Similarly, more the troubles, problems, variety of difference of opinion, the various breaks, all these things show the great edifice that is going to be built. Did you have this thought in your mind? Have you understood this thought? That every reward, everywhere you where you find a divergence of opinion, an antagonism, try to see the advent of the 21st century, a bright future. Visualize the edifice. How can you visualize the edifice? By reading these 20 books, And I request all of you who are in this particular group to start translation, whatever may be the depth of your language or your style of your language, try to translate. Because when you translate, you will understand the subject deeper. So this is the first target. The 20 books have to be brought into, they are already in Hindi, they should be brought into Telugu and English by 1st April. So we need more translators. You rope in more people and do it in a planned way. I said every day you post the translation, but now I feel that okay, you give me 3 or 5 pages once, because I have already 3 books with me now. I am going through those 3 books. But all of you join together and see that the work is not repeated. All of you understood this point? The work of translation is not to be repeated or double crossed. 2 people doing the same book. Don't do that. And have a plan, have a coordinated, concerted effort. And I will be telling you what book I am doing. Today I have finished it, 10 pages of the Telugu version of the book Nava Srujan Ke Liye Mahakal Ki Tayyari. Nava Srujan Ke Liye Mahakal Ki Tayyari. Nava Srujan Koraku Mahakaludu Yalaga Tayaravutunnadu. The preparations of Mahakal for the new era. That is the English version. It is not with me now. I have the Telugu version and I have finished it 10 pages. So all of you should know correct page, your translation is more apt. Navar Srujana Koraku Mahakaludi Mahakaludu Yala Tayyaravutunnadu. So this I am looking, I have finished 10 pages. Because of my present condition of health, I can't get the speed which I had once. But still, I want the group to see that the English and Telugu translations of these 20 books is over by April 1st. How it happens will be a miracle, but coordinating and organizing is our responsibility. That is what Mahakal wants from us. So this is the day of Mahashivaratri, the day of the Mahakal. So all of you try to take the responsibility of translating these books in an organized way, organizing your own translation group. You understood the long sentence? All of you, you organize your own translation groups. But see that no work is repeated. No work is repeated. And be fast. The next point which I want you to stress is to understand that within these 3 years, the new generation man, the superman, the supramind man, the Prajnavakarana man will descend on planet Earth. That doesn't mean that somebody is going to come and descend from other stars or galaxies. It only means that a huge chunk of humanity will live to the standards of supramental descent. Within these 3 years, we have to bring this revolution, and because of this revolution has to be very fast, very very fast. So whatever homework I give, you try to do it as quickly as possible. The new era man, what are his characteristics, are given in the Gurudev's literature as Prajna Yuga Kab or Kaise. I don't remember the volume, but I think I have seen that book in Gurudev's Almay, Prajna Yuga Kab Aur Kaise. or something like that. So this is for the present about your homework. And about my homework, I gave you a quotation from the book Yes or No. All of you, try. What are these wordings? Anybody can type it? Please sit in the conference registry. No, the entire sentence. Because I am not having the book with me here. I will use my head by asking myself a practical question, and I consult my heart by asking myself a private question. So these are the two tools which we are going to understand. Again, show me the whole sentence. I will use my head by asking myself a practical question, and I consult my heart by asking myself a private question. Much of us today know only how to utilize our brains to question. Any question which comes is from the head. We don't know how to question from the heart. We have forgotten our heart, and probably that is one of the reasons for the blood pressure, diabetes, cancer. All these are blood-related problems, if you can understand what I am saying. It is the increase of sugar in blood. It is the increase of blood flow to nourish a wrong cell, cancer. And of course, the heart and heart attacks and blood pressures are related to blood. So, the understanding the heart is what is most important. And this is a private question. Every heart is private. Everyone has something very private, what we call as the inner realization, the inner understanding. The inner understanding is completely present to each individual. Therefore, when you want to decide something, and I am telling you about real business matters in examinations, it is useful for the students, it is helpful for the business people in their business, it is helpful for the politicians in their politics. So, this particular practical question has again three parts. Can you show me the three parts of the practical question? Where I talk about the need, the options, and the thought process. Am I meeting the real need? Informing myself of options and thinking it through. And now the real need, this is the operating word. Many people want to get marks in the examination because it is the time of students studying for the examination. They say they want to pass. They want to get a first class. But do they need it? If they need it, they have to work for it. The way they are working clearly shows that they are not interested in getting a first class or something. In business also, you want profit. But are you trying, and are you trying to get the information or the various options you have in your own business world so that you can get benefits? And then, once you have studied the options, are you thinking it through? The thinking it through is the most important operative word. The need, the options, and thinking the truth. Gayatri Mantra is a best tool to utilize these three means. Tat Savitur Varenyam, let your goal be clear like the sun in the sky. Just as there is only one sun in the sky, until you get the need or the determined wish you want, should be your guiding star. Tat Savitur Varenyam. That is what is meant there. There is nothing religious in it. That is what you should tell people, that Gurudev has made Gayatri a science and technology of divine living. There is nothing religious in it. But when we practice this Gayatri Mantra, whenever you do this Gayatri Mantra, whenever you say Tat Savitur Varenyam, be very clear of the need you have, the goals you have. What is our goal? 21st century should be a brilliant, dynamic, invigorating 100 years. Tat Savitur Varenyam. And now, just by saying it, by defining a goal, you cannot reach there. You have to get know your options. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Let the darkness go away and light it down in me. What is darkness? Not knowing your options. There are many options to reach your goal. For example, for going to the 21st century, we are giving so many options. But of those options, we have decided that we will concentrate on the 22. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. So, to remove that ignorance, Bhargo and Devasya, the divinity to shine through in the cells of our mind, we have decided the 20 books to shine in the Telugu language and in English language. And what is the need? The need is to see the 21st century as a bright future. So we have finished this, the real need, and informing myself of the option. And then you have to thinking it through. This is what I am going to do through the website. How to reach the option, and from option, reach the real need. This much. Is it clear to all of you? The real need, the option, and thinking it through. The real need, I told you, is said in our literature as Shraddha. The options are Prajna, and thinking it through as Nishtha. And remember one thing, that any thought which is so thought of will certainly materialize. Will certainly materialize. Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Manah Prachodayat. So this is the what I will say, the practical question which you have to ask. And it is practical because you have to decide practically what is the real need. It is practical because you yourself will decide the option. And it is practical because you are going through with it to completion. Any questions on this? You, Teja, you want me to repeat about Shraddha, Nishtha and Prajna? The real need is Shraddha. Shraddha mayoyam purushaha yoya shraddha sayevaka. you always remember that the results you get are there because you want it. Because you want it. Whether you like it or not, it is your Shraddha which attracts the results. Can you understand this statement? All of you. Patel says yes. Teja? Okay. So Shraddha is the permanent goal which you have set in your mind. For example, nowadays, whether you read it or you do anything, the first major need which you look after is the financial aspect, the money aspect. Got it? That is Shraddha. And now Prajna means, Prajna Patavalu we say, Prajna means you have to decide the options which you have before you. You can become a cricket star and earn in one day 58 lakhs. That is one option. You can do business. That is another option. Or you can go and steal somebody's money. It is another option. You break somebody's head and snatch his money. That is another option. So there are so many options. This is Prajna. Now, of all these options, you have to pursue with Nishtha a particular course of action. That is Nishtha. Is that the three terminologies clear to you now? Shraddha, Prajna and Nishtha? So the Gayatri Mantra which we are practicing, many people ask me to say how many times I should repeat and what food restrictions I have to follow. You don't follow any restrictions except knowing Tat Savitur Varenyam in brackets your real need. That is the Sarita. Suyate Prasavite iti Sarita. Sarita means which procreates, which recreates your thought. So don't think we are talking about the sun there, but you always remember that it is because of the sun that you are able to think. No sun is there, you are not able to think. And now this thinking, as you have understood, is categorized into three levels. The real need, the option, the thinking is true, or Shraddha, Prajna, Nishtha, or you can call it as the Nadi Chakra, the Hriday Chakra, or the Sahasrara Chakra, the three body meditation. This completes the first part of the question, the head aspect. Anyone preparing the PowerPoint presentation for this? I request all of you to have your own PowerPoint presentation. Don't copy. Each one of you should have a PowerPoint presentation on this particular topic, the decision making capacity. And if three people are in the same house, side by side, like Rajiv, Madhuri and Zanda, they have to have their own different PowerPoint presentation. And this will be your property and this will grow as the days come. Now, make it as general as I am making it. But side by side, I am answering Patel's question. I am asking you to prepare PowerPoint presentation as I have given here. I am not giving it in the PowerPoint presentation mode, but you people do it in the PowerPoint presentation. But separately, you have your own practical question. Not only I want to add some of your own sentences, but some of your own ideas, figures, etc. Each one master these books. I am giving you the entire analysis of my whole lifetime study, correlating it with Puja Gurudev, Gayatri and Yajna, and of course the Sandhya. So these half an hour classes will be very, very important. So be sure that this half an hour you understand what I have told. If you don't understand, whether in this particular conference or in the previous conference, just be ready with your questions. But I'm stopping here. Huh? Okay, Jai Gurudev. Vijaya Didi is coming online. Wait. Yes, I am online. One question, what is it? Teja, your question. I am waiting. Don't be in a hurry. I am waiting. Why not? Why not? It is a great pleasure if you take examples from Gurudev's book. Not only for this regular thing, Jai Gurudev. You can take English books also. You can take English books also. I am following English book. Okay? By Master Garu, I developed a mechanism to finish para by para translation. This will help involve more people and avoid repetition. It also decreases the time to review. If your health is permitting, can you please take it? Certainly. Ramaji, certainly. But see that the book you have selected is not selected by others. Ramaji, you got the answer, you are hearing it. You select a book out of those 20. I don't want any mechanisms, I want results. I don't understand. What type of mechanism you use? You develop your own mechanism, your own friend. I don't mind it. Yes. Why not? Be faster. But I want you to be very clear before I leave this session. And he will give para by para translation. And I will check it and give it to Ram Gopal. Ram Gopal, is this clear? You take a book and start it. Ram Gopal, no answer from you. Yes, that's good. All of you who are involved in this, give Ram Gopal now itself a book. Suggest it. Madhuri, don't say I can, you suggest it. Madhuri, suggest a book. Pratibha Parishkar Parvati, okay, in English. Okay, Madhuri. Ram Gopal, yeah, take it up. And from tomorrow, yes, I understand. But I feel we should have timely goals. Are you still in the feeling state? Okay? Have the timely goal six, discuss and practice it. Don't feel, Patel, got the message? Do it. Before this question, Patel asked another. In the Gayatri Japa, you said that the goal should be towards 21st century, but that is a huge goal. Who said that is a huge goal? It is our Gurudev's goal and we are part of him. Seja? Seja, you got the answer? Who said it is a huge goal? It is already over. You have just to take that path which you can and bring it down. No? Okay, it's okay, you people discuss about it. But discussion should not be time wasting. That is the advice I give you. Even in your home, in your offices, don't discuss for discussion's sake. You see what results you are getting. All of you got the answer? So as soon as the para-by-para-by translation is over, you send me and I will correct it. And this is for all of you. Okay? Jai Gurudev.